would drive two stakes in the ground over it and cross it in an X shape, and then have two more stakes driven several feet down, and you could lay a rail in this X. Did you ever hear a name for that? What about stake and rider? Did you ever hear that?
Never heard that term.
Did you ever see that type of construction? You know what I'm...
Yes. Well, in North Magnus Parish, they use that. But I never don't know anything about it.
What about a kind of fence that people would use nowadays?
It'd be a barbed wire.
I hate to rush you, but you're going to have to
go. I know. I'm going to have to start the fire back there.
You were telling me about the different types of fences that people would have. What would they have nowadays? What kind
of... I don't know, the early pictures of Natchitoches, you know, of the streets here, showed area. Wait, we'll finish just a minute. Put it down on the table. Why don't you go ahead and serve the coffee? I don't know, I just think that the early pictures of Natchitoches, you know, showed every house on the street was enclosed with a fence.
Mm-hmm.
It was a picket fence, you know, with space between about a half inch or maybe up to an inch. Of course, they were all real elaborately designed at the top, you know. Different shapes and kinds. I dig a lot around here for, you know, old bottles and stuff and junk just for fun. And I found a lot of these cypress boards under the ground that hadn't rotted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many variations of the style of the top, you know. And those pictures show that too. Of course, now the new fences, you know what they are. But just about everybody in Natchitoches had a wooden picket fence made out of cypress.
A picket fence has to be wooden?
Here it was,
always. Mm-hmm. Was it nailed together or held together with wire?
It was nailed together. Nailed together. And I can't ever remember one held together with wire. Ever seeing one, even.
Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Not here, no.
Did you ever see it anywhere?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it in Kentucky and up in that area.
What do they call them?
Don't they call them fence rows?
Huh?
Don't they call them fence rows?
Okay. R-O-W?
Mm-hmm. R-O-W. Now, here... they do have a hedge they call a hedgerow, and down Cane River and the places in the riverland, it's a wild rose. It makes a white blossom and it grows very, very thick, and it's real good for making what they call a hedgerow. And there's still some places down there where they use hedgerows in place of fences. No cows or anything will go through that. See, it's a thorny, real strong rose, wild rose. They call it a hedgerow. Of course, I guess that's the same they do in England, you know. They call them hedgerows there, don't they?
I'm not sure. I've seen some pictures. What about the kind of fence that they have nowadays, kinds of wire fences?
Well, you got a barbed wire fence. You've got poultry wire, what they call poultry wire, you know.
What's
that's
that?
An open mesh, about an inch and a half open mesh wire. Call that rabbit or poultry wire. A lot of people make fences out of that. And then there's what they call hog wire, which is a stiff wire with about a 4-inch square hole. They call that hog wire.
How would you, if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes
for the post.